little throwback tune from Mercy Me that's Here With Me from their Undone album 2004. Happy Tuesday to you. It's March 24th, 7:04 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, be sure to enter WJTL's Family Vacation at Sandy Cove giveaway. You can enjoy an all-inclusive five-night family retreat on the Chesapeake Bay in Northeast Maryland, all meals, speakers, a swimming pool, and tons of activities for up to six people. Enter by March 29th at the Family Vacation at Sandy Cove blog at WJTL.com.
This morning, we have a very special guest. It's Heather Gerhart. She's the founder and executive director of Pathways to Grace Ministry. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. You drove in from East Earl this morning. You were not expecting the traffic. Kayla and I always joke about that.
Yeah.
It gets crazy. You're here, 5:30?
Yeah.
And we get here at that hour of the day.
I'm always surprised.
It's crazy. But we're happy that you made it. And you're here with Pathways to Grace Ministries. It's a relatively new ministry. For those who don't know about it, tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, We just started. We're a brand new ministry, just like you said. What we do is provide scholarships for people who need mental health services.
Oh, wow.
Helping to bridge a gap between access and the need.
That's really cool. When you say bridge the gap, what does that gap look like in reality to, you know, individuals, to the services that you provide? Where do you guys step in there?
Well, we step in there with the scholarships. So there are a lot of barriers that keep people from receiving mental health services. Our ministry, we have a couple different services. Therapy is one of them. We also have spiritual direction and coaching. There's like financial barriers there. Oftentimes people, don't have insurance, or they do and they still can't afford the out-of-pocket cost. So we want to help meet those needs.
That's just incredible. How did God lead you personally to start this? What did that look like? What was the journey?
Well, I did not want to start a nonprofit organization. It was never a part of the plan. But what was part of the plan was when I went back to school to get my master's degree in marriage and family therapy, that's what I'm licensed in. I always had a heart for staying accessible, right? Like we know healthcare is expensive, no matter who you are and what you're looking for. So how can I do that, right? How can I be in private practice, keep my overhead down so I can keep costs down and remain accessible? Mm. So there were a lot of it was very eye-opening to me when I saw how difficult and challenging that is, because if you want a healthy provider and someone who's skilled and good at what they do, they need to be investing in themselves in these areas. Mm-hmm. And all of that drives the cost of care. Mm-hmm. So I found myself grappling with that, and that's where Pathways to Grace comes in, where I woke up on a Thursday, actually it was a Friday morning last year in February 28th, and God said, start a nonprofit. And I thought it was hilarious. what are you even talking about? And then just continued to curate just make that happen. I'm not even sure, because all of it's kind of a blur right now.
Yeah.
From the time that happened until we got our 501c3, it was only like a couple of months. I started having conversations with people, and I really didn't think that they were going to go anywhere, but they did.
That's amazing. It's such a new ministry, but it's touching on something that's so important. Your website touches on like isolation versus community quite a bit. Can you tell us about the importance of community, how you guys are sort of reaching out to people to get them out of isolation?
Yeah. I really love that question, because one of the things that I am doing in the ministry is being that sort of advocate for people. So anyone who reaches out for support, we have an application process, and we start a conversation. I start that conversation with them and help get them connected to a provider. Of course, confidentiality is like really important to us all the way around. Sure. So what they do with their provider is confidential, but I can continue to have conversations with them and, hey, how are things going? Are there any other, maybe there's resources in the area that we can help connect them to? Maybe there's, maybe they came looking for one service and another service fits them better. So just kind of helping. There's a lot, a lot of people don't know what they're looking for or what they need when they are, like, they just know they need help. Yes. What do they need? I guess I need therapy. Well, I don't know. Do you need therapy?
Right. What kind of therapy?
What right. kind of therapy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What are the credentials? Like, there's so many different credentialings out there. How do you even know what you need? So I see myself as being a help in that. Mm. Hopefully growing and maturing our ministry, that we have lots of different services that can meet those needs. But then also, if we don't, helping get them connected to a good, resource.
That is so cool. You don't hear that often. We know a lot of people, and mm-hmm. this is really unique what you guys are doing. It's really cool that you're here today. You have two different branches, sort of what you guys do. You have your services, as you've explained, and then you have your fundraising side. And there's a lot of ways then that people can get involved if they're interested in getting involved with the ministry. What's a good website for them to visit, and how can they connect with you on that website?
Yeah, so our website is pathwaystograce.org. And all of the information about us is on there and easy to find. We have a partner with us tab if you're interested in learning more about how you could get connected as a volunteer on the fundraising side, or even if you're a provider and you're interested in getting connected that way. We're also looking to partner with churches who don't have counseling ministries. So that is another way that they can find us and click on that link. So the partner with us, and then I think there's a tab. I know there's a tab. I forget what it is. I think it's get support.
Okay.
So if you're looking for support, you can click on that. There are forms in there that you can, the email, that initiates an email that goes directly to me. And cool. So.
Very cool. Well, get connected yourself. Pathwaystograce.org is the place to do just that. We're going to talk more with Heather on the way, a little bit about her background and more about Pathways to Grace Ministries. In the meantime, some tunes on the way, Blanca J. King and more on the way next.